day out there. Everybody noticing the leaves changing on the trees. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
And this morning we wake up to dew on the car and a nice brisk breath of air. Wake up, right? Everybody awake. So, I like that, you know. You talk about the supernatural food and supernatural strength. We see that in the New Testament, don't we? We see Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman, and when his disciples come back, he says, "I've had food to eat that you don't even know about." I mean, he was exhausted. He had to sit down by the well and wait for them to come bring him food. And when they got back, he was like, "Hey, I've already got food."
Oh, yeah.
You got that supernatural food, didn't
you? Oh, yeah.
Man.
Good morning. You got it figured out?
All I got to do is press play on tape.
All right.
Let's worship him today. Let's bring him into our presence. Thank him for all he's done. And love on him. And just lean up against him. Thank you, Lord. All right. Hallelujah,
well,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
The king is in the room, let us stand. The king is in the room. What would you do if the president you honor him? For the king is in the room.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
standing all of you.
Amen.
Praise God. I know you can't sing with your natural eyes, but he's in the room. And let's worship like he's in the room. Let's worship that way. And I just felt the spirit of worship here. Beautiful, beautiful song. It's so, ooh, so worship. Thank you, Ray, for that minute.
I'd like to read the end of Ephesians 3. We now offer up to God all of the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will be yet to be manifest through time and eternity. Amen.
Amen.
All
Amen.
The praise. All of it.
Jesus. Thank you. That's beautiful, sister. Beautiful.
You want to hear a story?
Yeah.
Let's start off with a story this morning. I like the stories. I like stories. A man was hired by a company. Mm-hmm. They told him they had a project they wanted him to complete. He was obviously experienced in doing this kind of stuff. So when he arrived the first day, they gave him an office and a thick folder describing what they wanted the completed project to look like. He opened the folder, read all the documents. Then he shook his head and read them all again. Finally, a third time, he read all the documents, this time studying them carefully. When he had finished, he closed the folder and went to the office of the head of the company. He asked to speak with him and got an appointment. When the time came, he went into the meeting and said, "I have read the project file thoroughly, and I know what you require. I don't think I'll have any problem completing this project. I just have one question. What are the resources that I have access to in order to perform the task needed to complete the project?" The head of the company told him how excited he was to have him working with the company and to be working on the project. He went on to say how needed the project was and how much it would mean when it was completed. He then encouraged his employee to work hard on the project and complete it well, doing a good job. He assured him of his full support and then escorted him out the door of his office, for he had another appointment. The employee stood outside the office door for a few minutes, then realized that his question had not been answered at all. So he went to his office, got his hat and coat, and without stopping or saying a word to anyone, he walked out of his office, out of the building, and out of the company, and never went back. So, what's your reaction to this? What's your reaction to this story?
excited about it at one point, but when his boss didn't give him what he needed to work with, he just left. Was he discouraged or?
What was it?
I guess he felt discouraged.
Discouraged? Okay. Someone else, what kind of reaction?
Why didn't he go back and ask?
Why didn't he go back and ask? Okay.
Found the scripture in Galatians.
Oh, okay.
And because we're his, we can access everything our Father has, for we are his heirs of God through Jesus the Messiah.
All right. Okay.
So are you saying that that he didn't need to depend on his boss for resources?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the natural world I'm talking about.
You're trying to speed ahead and get to Ray's point, huh?
Did the boss say he had his full support?
That's what he said. What he said. Why did the guy leave?
He felt unheard.
I'm sorry?
He felt unheard.
He felt unheard.
He didn't have access to that, even though he told him. I mean, how was he to access what he needed by just the man saying, "You got my support," by man? How could he access that support?
To me, a promise is worthless without it being in writing.
Okay. That's good. All right. Anyone else got anything?
My boss, when I first came on board, she showed me how to use the program that we do. And a few little tidbits, and then she went back to her office. She says, "Okay, you're ready." "No, I have 100 questions to ask. I don't have time to answer those questions. You just do it. I have faith in you."
She said that?
Yeah. So when I did what I thought I was supposed to do, I made many mistakes.
Okay.
And instead of, "Let's sit down and let's try to teach you," she said, "Why did you do that mistake?" So it was more of a, "Here, I'll sit you down, I'll get you to do this job, but yet, if you fail, that's your problem." I don't know. You know, it's just different ways. But with prayer and crying, the relationship has gotten better. The knowledge is a whole lot more now, you know, and everything is completed, you know. So, anyway.
Fewer mistakes.
Yeah, fewer. Lot fewer.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, well, that's good. It's an interesting story. And so, we're still talking about John. Okay, 13, 14, 15, you know, that area. We're talking about what Jesus wanted to impart to his disciples before he went to the cross. Okay? He had two major things that he had on his mind. Remember that? Two major things that he wanted to make sure to tell them. He wanted to make sure he told them what he wants them to
do.
And he also wanted them to know the resources that they have to do them. Resources. Okay? Kind of interesting thing. Jesus wanted his disciples to know the resources. What about the guy in the story?
He didn't know the resources.
Yeah.
He knew what to do, but he didn't know the resources.
He wanted to know, right? I mean, he went to the through the proper procedure to find out where they were. But
it's almost like the boss didn't know the resources. Kind of avoided.
Well, okay, so, you know, we talked about four things. We talked about a passage last time. If you remember, the passage that we read was John 15:7-17. We won't repeat that because we went over it last time. But we want to look at the four things that we came up with here in looking over that passage. All right? So one of them was to abide in Jesus' love. Love one another, obey my commandments, and bring forth fruit. Okay? So, Jesus is telling them, the disciples, these things, so that these two things, you know, this can be fulfilled. They can do what he wants them to do, and they got the resources to do. So, what he wants them to do, okay? So let's say, abide in Jesus' love. Is that in the do category or the resources category?
Do.
Do, okay. Love one another. Is that in the do category or the resources category?
That's another do.
Another do, yeah. All right. Obey my commands. That would be what?
Resources.
Do also?
Do.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay.
I think all of those are if then.
Like
you taught us before.
Yeah, yeah. And bring forth fruit. He wanted them to bring forth fruit. Mm-hmm. Is that in the do category or the resources category?
Both.
Both,
yeah.
Huh? Well, actually, you got a hint right there. These are all things he wanted them to do, right?
Yeah.
These are all things he wants them to do. I want you to abide in my love. I want you to love one another. I want you to obey my commands. And I want you to bring forth fruit. Okay? I want you to bring forth fruit. Not bring forth branches, bring forth fruit. Right? Okay.
When we do those things, he gives us the resources to do it.
I'm sorry?
As we do those things, he gives us the resources we need to do it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those resources. Yeah, let's talk about those resources. All right? What are the resources that he's telling them that they have to do these things? Well, turn to John 14. You're in John 15. Just back up a page. And John 14. And let's see what kind of resources Jesus told them that they have to accomplish these four things. Okay. Somebody read John 14:16-17.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you.
Okay, good, good. And now if you'll read... let's see, read verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Okay, so what resource is Jesus promising the disciples that they will have to do the things that he tells them to do?
The Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, okay. So that's number one, that's the Holy Spirit, okay? So, let's see, look at John 14, verse 19. Someone want to read that? Someone else want to read that, verse 19?
Soon I will leave this world and they will see me no longer, but you will see me because I will live again and you will become alive too.
And what was that last?
And you will come alive too.
And you will come alive too.
Mm-hmm.
You will have life too.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I have life, and you will have life too.
Yeah. That's a resource.
That's a resource, okay? All right, good. That's number two. That's resource number two. All right, so let's look at John 14, 27. Who wants to read that one for us? Anybody?
Peace I have with you. No, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Okay. What is there a resource in there that Jesus promises? What's that resource?
Peace.
Peace. Okay. Peace. There's a resource. We got what now? We got the Holy Spirit, we got life, and we got peace. Okay? So let's look at John 14, 13 and 14. Someone read that for me? It's all in the same chapter. We run there together. John 14, verses 13 through 14.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Okay. That's good. Tell you what, look over the next chapter and read verse 7. Of John 14, of John 15. John 15, verse 7. What does that say?
If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch.
7.
So I'm sorry. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Okay, so one resource is in these three verses that he's talking about.
Abide.
I'm sorry?
The word abide.
Abide? All right, is that in the first two verses also? Because it's got to be in all three.
Okay.
It's a resource for us. Abide is a do thing, right?
Yeah.
So.
Like asking?
Asking.
Yeah.
Asking. Well, how is asking a resource?
Through prayer, I guess.
Asking is something you do.
Well, true.
But what is the resource he's talking about? Is there a resource there?
Himself.
I'm sorry?
Himself.
Himself? Okay. Come on, Mary, you're smiling. You got an idea on that one?
I'm just listening, y'all.
What's the resource that he can use? We got the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
We got life and we got peace. What's the resource there?
You?
The word.
The I'm sorry?
The word.
The word? Yeah. Y'all tripping up over the word? Everybody trips up over.
And my words abide in you.
Yeah. But is that in the first two verses?
Let's see.
It's got to be in 14 and 15, 13 and 14, right?
Let's see.
Read it again, y'all get it. Just read it out loud.
Verse 13, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Okay.
Oh, that name. Go ahead.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Okay. What's the resource? Anyone? Candace?
In my name?
In my name. That's how we're supposed to ask.
Right. Okay.
But what's our resource?
Resource.
What's our resource?
Jesus said he would do it.
Jesus said he would do it.
He
do what?
Whatever you ask.
Ah.
That will I do.
Ah.
He will do. Okay.
What was that? What was that again?
It shall be done.
He said he will do whatever you ask in his name.
Whatever. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ask what you will, and it'll be done.
Uh-huh.
Y'all get that?
No.
What's the...
Okay. What is the resource?
What is the resource? Anybody know what the resource is? What do you say the resource is?
That he will do it. It's him.
Whatsoever you should ask, I see.
Yeah. In other words, whatsoever is a resource. anything.
Ask what you will.
Whatever you ask, you will get it.
Yeah.
In other words, if you determine you need a certain resource to accomplish His will in your life, and you ask for it in Jesus' name,
it will be done.
What will happen?
It will be done.
You'll get that resource, won't you? That's the resource. Whatever you need. He didn't make a list of resources,
that's
did
good.
He?
Okay.
He didn't make a big, long list of resources. Well, let's see. You've got a car with four good wheels. You've got, you've got some tools here. You got, some wood here. You got some brick. And, he didn't list that, did he?
Well, in the natural world, that's what they do.
In the natural world,
all the resources they
want all the resources available. What did Jesus say is available?
Whatever.
Yeah.
He just pointed to their storehouse in heaven and said, whatever.
That's good, Mark. Good.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Right? The resources that we have
are unlimited.
Are the Holy Spirit, life,
peace,
and
whatsoever. Yeah.
Curry Blake says that's
unlimited.
Whatsoever and anything and all are three words that Christians just don't believe. How hard was it to get us to see those words repeated in three verses, and yet we just didn't even see them. Right? We just didn't even see them. Just went right over them. Right? We're missing our resources. We're missing our, if we don't know what our resources are, we get frustrated like the man in the story. Right? I can't do this project because I don't know what resources I've got. And without resources, I can't do anything.
Whatever.
Right? So he went and asked what his resources were. But the boss wasn't like God. His boss wasn't like the president of the company, wasn't like Jesus. You see, Jesus gave a clear answer. And he gave it not just one time, but he gave it again and again.
That's good. Whatever.
Right? And he kept trying to beat it into his disciples' brains. These words he used over and over again. Whatever. Anything. Whatever you will. Whatever you ask. And even today, where we can read it over and over again, we're missing it. This is what we have to teach our disciples, those that we have influence over. When you become a Christian, you need to do the will of God. Right? And they're going to be frustrated and give up and quit unless they also know the resources they have. Number one resource is
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Him, you got everything, right?
Yeah.
You got Him, you got everything. Go ahead.
I mentioned earlier how when the Lord first told me to do the radio broadcast, I was looking at me and what I could do. But I found out that I was unlimited. Whatever needs to happen, it'll happen. He got you. A guy gave me $300 for the radio. I said, you know what, I'm gonna go on the air on Saturday mornings, on Saturday, until this money runs out. He said, okay. And then when I was walking back to work, he came down to my job and he gave me that money. And I was going back to my job. And the Lord said, if you go on there on Saturdays, I'll keep you on there. And I'm like, well, okay. and he did. So I'm paying double, almost double I was struggling to do the Sunday broadcast then. And he kept me on it. The Lord, he's got the resources. And then it's just like you said, it took a while for my mind to register that, you know, he can do this. You know, your mind will catch up later, but your heart is ready right now.